It's Thursday, September 20th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A pastor in India, identified as Sujit, was beaten so badly by Hindu extremists that church members had to rush him to the hospital, reports Open Doors. The extremists had already tried to destroy his church 3 times and threatened to kill him if he did not stop preaching. Nevertheless, Sujit has continued to minister to his congregants. This forms another example of India's increasing persecution against Christians, as Hindus seek to rid the country of Christianity by 2022. However, believers remain committed to spreading the gospel of Christ. James 1:2-3 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un commenced a 3-day summit this week in Pyongyang to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. North Korea agreed to close a key missile testing facility with international inspectors present. The regime also said that it would shut down a primary nuclear facility if the United States took similar measures. President Donald Trump welcomed the development as, quote-unquote, very exciting. Ireland's President Michael Higgins officially signed the repeal of the country's 8th Amendment that had protected the lives of unborn babies. Health Minister Simon Harris is now pushing a bill for taxpayer-funded abortions up to 12 weeks of pregnancy for any reason and would force hospitals and doctors to perform them. However, religious hospitals have said they will not comply. Sweden's Lund University is investigating their neuroscience professor, Dr. German Heslow, for saying that men and women are biologically different and refusing to retract his comments, reports the website RT. A student made accusations against Heslow for telling a class that scientific research shows that differences between men and women are, quote, biologically founded, end quote, and are not, quote, social constructs alone, end quote. Mark 10, verse 6 says, "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female." The Brazilian Supreme Court ruled on September 12th that homeschooling cannot be considered a lawful means for parents to provide education to their children, because currently there is no federal law in Brazil regulating the practice. Homeschool advocates had hoped a majority of the court would find implicit recognition of homeschooling in the Brazilian Constitution. Although the result was a loss, the case has helped bring homeschooling to the attention of the federal Congress, which should start feeling more pressure to officially recognize homeschooling as the law of the land in Brazil now that the Supreme Court has acted, reports the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Christine Blasey Ford recently accused President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, of sexual assault from decades ago, reports Reuters. Kavanaugh has denied the accusations, saying he would testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. However, Ford has refused to testify unless an FBI investigation came first. Republican committee member Senator Lindsey Graham said that they would vote on the nomination next week, whether Ford testifies or not. As The Worldview reported last Friday, Unbroken, Path to Redemption, is in the theaters following up on Angelina Jolie's 2014 Unbroken movie on the life of Olympic gold medalist Louis Zamperini after he returned to the U.S. from being a World War II prisoner of war. Zamperini came to Christ after attending a crusade led by Billy Graham, who is played by his grandson Will Graham in the movie. Zamperini's son Luke said the relationship between the two families has continued because of the work of Christ in their lives. The Worldview had the privilege of speaking to Luke Zamperini a few years ago when the first film came out. Zamperini said that he was privileged to see how his father's transformed life impacted many people for God's glory.
I've seen him personally impact, you know, hundreds of people. Well, I'll just give you a couple of examples. About 5 years ago, my dad was speaking on a cruise ship going to Acapulco out of Los Angeles here. And when it came to the question and answers part of his presentation, a man in his 60s stood up and said, "Mr. Zamperini, I doubt that you would remember me, but I was in your Victory Boys camp in 1957. And although you didn't turn me around at that point, later on in life, the things that you said and taught me turned me around, and I became a Christian.
And finally, in God's providence, Pastor Paul Song was recently reinstated as a volunteer chaplain at London's HMP Brixton Prison, reports LifeSite News. Song was barred from ministering at the prison after the senior Muslim chaplain began criticizing his Christian views last year. After lengthy legal proceedings, Song received his position back last month, saying, quote, "I have seen God at work. I did not expect them to allow me back. But why am I surprised? Why did I not have greater faith?" End quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, September 20th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.